It's a new year, and that's bringing about, well, new actions regarding New Jersey's nursing home veteran centers and the coronavirus. A bill requiring the Department of Health to establish a scaling system of actions to be taken, as well as penalties to be imposed for nursing homes in violation of state and federal requirements for long-term care operations and procedures, was passed by the Senate Budget Committee this past week. It's S-2759. If you want to look the bill up, sponsored by Senators Joe Vitale and Fred Madden. Under this legislation, the Department of Health has to develop a special focus survey program for nursing homes with a history of chronic repeat violations of state or federal requirements for nursing home administration and operations, or a history of noncompliance with corrective plans or other disciplinary actions instituted by the DOH. This would include the use of additional focus surveys to figure out whether the nursing homes are taking appropriate steps to remediate the conditions that contributed to the violations that resulted in the nursing homes being placed into this program. Think of it as a reform school for misbehaving nursing homes. That puts it into a proper perspective for you. Also, the department would be empowered to assess enhanced sanctions, as well as other penalties for continued or repeat noncompliance with any department regulations. And as they say, but wait, there's more. S-2789, the companion bill, again sponsored by Senator Vitale along with Senator Loretta Weinberg. This would revise some of the requirements concerning the licensure and operations of long-term care facilities. Some of those revisions would include one to a provision of current law, which allows nursing homes to increase their total bed capacity by a limited amount without having to obtain a certificate of need. Change would provide that beds added this way may not be transferred or sold to another nursing home, which you probably never knew they did, but they do without obtaining a certificate of need. Additionally, this bill, S-2789, prohibits the transfer of beds that are part of an unimplemented certificate of need to another facility without obtaining, a certificate of need. Additionally, the bill would revise the application and approval process for the transfer of ownership of nursing homes. This would require increased reporting on the part of the buyers as well as by any third-party entities that have been delegated management control of the facility. The bill would further establish certain requirements for the sale or transfer of the land or other real property on which a nursing home is located. So basically what all this is doing, by and large, is adding responsibility to the nursing homes and making sure that anyone who is buying into this industry, rather lucrative one, if you have someone in one, you probably realize that they are, clean, on the up and up, and understand fully what their responsibilities are, as well as understand fully what the penalties are if they fail to uphold their responsibilities. On the way out the door, Donald Trump, among other things, was called out on the poor planning execution of the coronavirus vaccine distribution. Now, Trump doesn't hold sole responsibility. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, as he often does, has taken a bad situation and has made it worse. At this point, about 90% of the New Jersey nursing homes had been scheduled for a vaccination clinic by the end of a week before last. And keep in mind, this is a week late, too, because of the state not doing the paperwork and being last in line in the nation for vaccines for seniors. Anyways, well, as 90% of intellectual and developmental disability centers and homes have also been scheduled for a vaccination clinic, 74 residential care facilities are scheduled, as well as 64% of assisted care facilities. So more than a month after New Jersey received its first vaccine deliveries, and 3 weeks after nursing home vaccination started, only 29% of the 215,000 doses reserved from weekly shipments from the feds made it out of the freezer and into someone's arm as of, just over a week ago now. This is according to data from the pharmacies that are a part of this program. In the meantime, the virus has continued to rampage through the long-term care facilities. There are currently active outbreaks in 426 long-term care facilities. This is from state data between December 28th when the vaccination started and this past Monday. There have been at least 339 deaths associated with long-term care facilities, including at least one staff member, and 3,819 people tested positive for the coronavirus.